rent is due tomorrow. Lord, rent due tomorrow. I get anxiety when I start thinking about bills, man. My motherfucking heart start beating fast, man. Rent due tomorrow. And recently, my complex, they was like paying for everybody electricity. I don't think they knew it, but they fucking found out. So now they done made everybody switch it back to their own name. So now I got my whole electric bill to pay now too. So god damn it, rent, electric bill gotta be paid. Come on, forklift, save me. I drive a forklift in the daytime, y'all. It's a little side hustle I do when I ain't telling jokes. Cause comedy don't pay like that. People be thinking comedians, we get paid every damn. We don't get paid every damn time. Who y'all? Everybody ain't Kevin Hart. And comedians need to understand that too. Every show ain't a check, man. Every show don't have to be a check. Some of these shows are really big opportunities for you to create a following. For me to create a following that's gonna follow and support what I do. I have gotten so many supporters and fans. I hate calling people that love my comedy fans, but that's what it is. I have gotten so many supporters and fans from doing like free comedy. You know what I'm saying? From just coming to shows, different places, and doing stand up for free. I don't look for a check in every comedy show. That's, come on, dog. I got much more of a passion for the stand up than I do for the money. To be honest, like. For real, I hate to see people lose, man. And it's a good thing and a bad thing, because a lot of times I walk away from money. I'm like, nah, you ain't got to give it to me. But, man, I need to start collecting my check, like, for real. But I just love comedy so much. I'd rather a promoter win with me and continuously win with me versus to lose with me and then be like, oh, I don't want to book him again, because last time I bought him here, we lost. And he was stretching his money so much that I don't much want to work with him. I hate working with people like that. They come to a show, they see a show might be slumped, a show might be, you know, it might be an off week, it might be an off day, and they asking about their money. Sir, I'm a comedian, I'm a promoter, I'm a producer, so I'm on every side of the ball to know, like, of the fence, to know, like, what's going on, what everybody thinking, because I've been there, I've been in every position, I've been a part of major shows with big incomes, I've been a part of shows that we expect to be big incomes, and nobody made money, you know, we all lost. So you gotta know that, stop looking for a check in comedy. For a lot of comedians that's just getting into the comedy world, it's not about a check, man. Find that passion for it first. You find that passion for it, that money gonna come, those opportunities are gonna come, trust me. Just gotta stay at it. I am the product of not staying at it. That's why I want to be more consistent with my podcast. I also got another podcast coming out with my brother Twan Adun from 2360. We got a podcast that we're doing together called the No Bromo Podcast. We're gonna touch on a lot of things from mental health, relationships, marriage. Just life in general, man. We're gonna touch on a lot of subjects, and we're bringing it from two different sides. You know, Twan is gay and I'm straight, so he's a gay black man and I'm a straight black man, and we're gonna give y'all both sides of how we feel on certain situations. But yes, that's another conversation. Yesterday, I had a chance to hang out with one of my old friends, Kevin Perry, man. And let me tell you, Kevin is from I think Kevin is originally from Fort Lauderdale. I think he's originally from Fort Lauderdale. He did some time in prison, and he recently moved to Atlanta about maybe like 2-3 years ago. We came here around the same time, and the house that he has is so amazing, man. Him and his wife have a beautiful home, and man, I was amazed by the damn movie theater in the basement. Like, they converted it to a movie theater. This shit looked like you really walking into Theater 5. I'm like, damn, this shit like a real movie. It was the dopest thing I've seen in person in a long time. I've seen movie theaters in houses before, but to have one of my close friends, you know, establish himself up here and really, like, put in that footwork, it was motivation. I was like, I was amazed, man. I'm still talking about it today. We talked a lot yesterday about a lot of different stuff, though. But we talked mostly about just, you know, our sons. Man, he has a son. I have a son, and we're just discussing stuff like parenting and how everything goes. And me and my son's mother, we're not together in a relationship anymore, but we both co-parent so well. And I always tell people that, you know, even my new situation, I let her know. I'm like, hey, look, I'm really happy with my child's mother. Like, I'm not upset, you know, I'm not none of that. I'm happy that she's his mom, because she's a great mother. we might not work out well together in a relationship, but as far as raising my son, oh man, this has been like a piece of cake. You know what I'm saying? Like it's easy. Everybody do what they supposed to do, and that's the main thing. I hate seeing people break up after having a child and start wishing bad on the other person. That ain't how it go, man. And any man doing that, first of all, you're not a man wanting to see your baby mother, your child's mother do bad just because y'all not together. And any woman wishing that on her son's her daughter's father, you just as bad. Like, why would you want a situation where a child is going to one place and they messed up, and then they go to the other place and it's like the best of both worlds? It's like the best of the world. Like, no. Everybody need to be doing good. Everybody need to be working hard. Everybody need to be dedicated to one goal, and that's giving this child, Jace, the best life we can give him. And that's what we own, you know. Ain't no hard feelings. Everybody take care of what they supposed to take care of, and that's what it is. I'm on a new journey in life. I stopped drinking. This week make week number two. Now, when people say they stop drinking, like, that means you stop drinking. But, I mean... Listen, I kind of want to drink so bad, man. I just want just one. I feel like one drink wouldn't hurt, but I also don't want to fall into that. All right, I'm gonna have one drink today. Okay, I'm gonna have one drink tomorrow. Okay, I'm gonna take it to one drink a day. Twice a week, I have a drink. Nah, even though you need to relieve some stress, there are other ways that you can relieve stress. I find myself meditating, praying. I've been in my Bible. I'm going to church every Sunday. I try to be conscious of what I say to people and how I treat people, because you got to make sure you're treating people the right way, man. It goes a long way. The way you treat people, the way you make them feel, that goes a long way. It can come back as a good thing or come back as a bad thing. I always try to leave people happy in my presence. So, yeah, that's one of the things I want to touch on, too. So yesterday, I picked Jace up from school, and this boy here, man, he is so greedy. Like, my son, anytime he get in my car from school, he looked for a snack. I gotta bring him a snack. If I don't bring him a snack, he's gonna be pissed off. I always bring him something that can last at least 15 minutes. Yesterday, I bought him a donut. Krispy Kreme donut. I'm sorry, I'm drinking some good coffee right now. I got a little machine, a little coffee machine, real dope. But yeah, yesterday, I bought him some Krispy Kreme donuts. And he probably sat up eating for like 15 minutes. Before you know it, I look in the back seat, he's knocked out. That's the secret, y'all. Them Krispy Kreme donuts will put you to sleep. If you want to sleep good, eat you about two of them Krispy Kreme donuts at nighttime with some drinking some milk with it. Oh man, you gonna sleep, boy. That's better than a sleeping pill. That's almost better than a joint. You know what I'm saying? Eat you two of them Krispy Kreme donuts, thing put you right to sleep. Jace ate two donuts yesterday. He ate one on the way home from school. And then we got home. I had cooked baked chicken, yellow rice, string beans, some cornbread. And he ate another donut after he ate that. So I got a real fat baby, y'all. He a real greedy little man. He remind me of my fat nephew. My fat nephew used to eat like that. Yeah, so I don't think I'm gonna have any more kids. I think that's probably it for me. I would love to have another child when I can learn how to afford this child. But right now it's just me. You know, it's just me trying to get him right. But that's what I want to talk to y'all about. Oh, it's a big issue that I have with comedy today. We are falling into how can I say this? We are it's like a repetitive game. Like, even the comedians, the new comedians, the IG comedians, the social media comedians, like, if y'all paying attention to these guys, they are reminding you of other comics that we have grown to love in the past. I see a lot of comedians using the whole, like, I'm very critical, right? I'm very critical of myself, first of all, but yeah. So other people, I'm blood raw. Like, I'm raw on me. Like, I don't lie to me. If I have a bad show, I'd be like, man, that was a bad ass show. Like, that was horrible. That sucked. I'm very honest with myself. So if you're a comedian, you have a bad show around me, I'm not gonna sit up here and be like, oh, you was funny. Don't ask me. Don't ask me, because I'm gonna tell you the truth. And a lot of guys can't handle that truth. That truth hurt, man. That truth hurt, especially when you when you're in denial yourself, when you already just think you the god of comedy. Like, sir, stop it. There are a lot of funny comedians. And I mean, I'm from South Florida. I'm from the South Florida circuit for a lot of the Miami area. West Palm Beach. That's like, that's our circuit right there. Like, I thought I was funny. When I was in Florida, I mean, I was just one of the top comedians. I'm like, hey, I'm funny as fuck. Every show I'm stepping on, I'm funny. That's because I was traveling outside of South Florida, and I was, you know, dibbing and dabbing with these other cities, and it was kind of like rubbing off on me as far as like my writing goes and the way I approach the show and stuff like that. I came to Atlanta, and Atlanta is like the melting pot of stand-up. Like, I mean, like, you got comedians from Carolina, Tennessee, New York, Chicago, LA, Alabama. Like, you got these comedians from these different places, and they all going through the same thing that we all go through in life, and they are so funny, man. I did a show in Macon, man, with I can say his name. It's one of my close dogs too, Tyler Chronicles. I'll never forget this show. I went up and did 15 minutes, and I thought the 15 minutes was a strong 8. The crowd loved it. I was like, okay, they rocking with me. I probably got like maybe like 10 followers when I got off stage. I was like, bet they rocking with me. Tyler Chronicles come behind me and do 30 minutes. And when I say it was the funniest 30 minutes I've heard in a long time, man, this dude here was so funny. I was in the back, you know, just chilling. I'm waiting for him to go. And this dude walked past me. After I got off stage, he walked past me and he says, "Now that's what I call comedy." I'm like, nigga, I was just on stage. How the fuck are you? That's what I call comedy. That's when I was like, whoa, yo, Atlanta comedians. I mean, and when I say Atlanta comedians, I don't mean like we from Atlanta. I mean, this is the circuit that we work in, you know. And I've been in this circuit for the last 2-3 years. I get a lot of respect from comedians on the scene. Don't nobody disrespect me. They respect my comedy. They respect me as a person. They respect me as a man. So I always try to, you know, turn around and do the same thing. But yeah, man, this is a totally different ball game. And I just feel like a lot of comedians nowadays, they're not original. And that's why a lot of comedians where I'm from, or even just, you know, Florida period, like a lot of them don't come to Atlanta. You know, only the strong ones come to Atlanta. That's really like, you know, original. But a lot of them don't come to Atlanta. Or they'll come to Atlanta and they'll crash because they can't say them jokes that they've been stealing. You know what I'm saying? You can't say them jokes if somebody will call your ass out on that shit. Yeah, that's some good ass coffee. Somebody will call your ass out on that joke stealing shit. So, you know, we need more original comedy nowadays. We need some original content. I'm tired of looking at fake Chris Tuckers and fake Mike Epps. Like, if I want to see Chris Tucker and Mike Epps, I'm going to go see Chris Tucker and Mike Epps. I'm going to go watch Chris Tucker and Mike Epps. I'm tired of seeing just so many jokes from back in the day. From like people act like we don't study the game. Like, you know, real comedians don't study the game. Like I peep a lot of jokes being taken, and I'll just be like, damn, is that really like the route to go? Is that what the world coming to? We're just gonna just sit up here and just openly take somebody material. It's a lot of stuff that I touch on Facebook. I know a motherfucker going on stage saying my shit, but they can't say it like how I say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really say it. Like, I can't use a Mike Epps joke because I ain't been through what Mike Epps been through. You know what I mean? Like, so the way he gonna deliver it is gonna be totally different from how I deliver it. We need more originality. Ain't nothing original no more. If y'all haven't noticed, they keep remaking old movies now. They remaking old movies. Can't nobody think of nothing new and something just not new, but something like interesting. Like, we remaking old movies. I'm watching damn Hey Arnold on Hulu the other day. I love Hey Arnold. That's one of my favorite cartoons of all time. I'm watching Hey Arnold, and I'm like, man, why does Hey Arnold remind me of some shit? That's because you got people watching the cartoons or watching old TV shows, and they putting the same scenarios into real life. You know, maybe an episode of I don't watch new TV. I'm just gonna say this show because I hear a lot of people talk about it. Grown-ish. Maybe an episode of Grown-ish might be the same thing we saw on these damn cartoons, on these old ass Family Matter shows, and they just redoing it. The same thing, they just redoing it. We need new original content. Grown-ish is a good show too, by the way. Like I said, it's one of the shows that just popped to my mind when I think about TV shows that everybody talking about. I'm real big on originality though. I love original content. I love original people. I love the original House Pancakes. Shit, man, I just want everything to be original. But yeah, man, I just want to touch on that today though. I'm gonna go ahead and get my day started. I hope y'all enjoy y'all Wednesday. I'm hoping we headed in the right direction with this podcast. When I say me, I mean y'all, I mean my listeners, I mean my supporters. Everything gonna start off small. I'm not looking for big numbers this week. I'm not looking for big numbers next week. I just looking for some consistency in what I'm doing, and I'm hoping that this podcast can be consistent and interesting. Hope everybody have a great day. I see y'all later, man. I talk to y'all later, man. Much love. Y'all don't forget to follow me on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, and I have a Snapchat. All of them the same thing. JETT Wilson, Jet Wilson. Y'all have a good day. Y'all be blessed. Thank you.